no back to school until outbreak is under control, and trade union agreed safety arrangements. Martin Powell Davies, National Education Union member Tory, splits over a coronavirus exit strategy are being played out over the question of when to fully reopen schools. For now, the more far-sighted representatives of capitalism have managed to resist calls for a reckless early return, but the internal battle is ongoing. Of course, with growing pressures on their incomes and well-being, a full return to school would lift some of the burden on working-class families. But most understand that the pressure to open schools isn't driven by concerns about welfare or education. The most rapacious Tories just want childcare in place so that big business can reap their profits again, never mind the risks to their workforce. Hardship, in fact, most schools haven't completely closed. Smaller numbers of children from key worker families and others facing hardship have been offered ongoing lessons. But take-up has so far been generally less than expected. Parents understand the health risks better than those planning an early return. Opening schools now would be a major risk to public health. Yes, few children would show symptoms, but they would be spreading the virus far and wide, on the bus home, back to their parents and grandparents. The poorest families, those with the worst overcrowding at home, would be most at risk. World Health Organization advice is clear that no exit should take place until COVID-19 transmission is under control. Britain isn't even yet at the peak of the outbreak, let alone getting cases and death rates down to a controlled number. Exit strategy: even when existing cases are brought under control, any new clusters would then need to be rapidly identified and isolated through testing and tracing of contacts of those carrying COVID-19. In other words, any genuine exit strategy depends on the government correcting its failure to deliver on mass testing first. Even when they've managed that, a return will not be straightforward. Secure social distancing simply isn't possible in a school environment. Many adults can't manage it consistently in a supermarket, let alone children in a classroom. Before any school reopens, there needs to be prior trade union agreement over working arrangements, including PPE needs, cleaning provision and testing of suspected cases. If staff feel unsafe after reopening, unions must back members leaving their workplace if risks aren't addressed. Finally, when schools do go safely back, there must be a return to a better education system than before. Let's scrap education inspectors Ofsted and Eston and league tables for good, teach a broader curriculum, and get rid of the privatized agencies that have been ripping off supply staff.